I'm Hugh.
I'm Linda.
Together we're Hinder.
And this is Hindercast.
This was the week that eight couples became six.
Episodes 29 to 32. 8 weeks into it now.
Eighth podcast in this series.
Wow. So many eights.
Cool. This week we had a commitment ceremony, obviously. We had the homestays, which were good fun. And then we had the inevitable dinner party.
Kind of the opposite to last week, where it dropped so badly in the middle and was so boring with that so-called feedback week. This week, much better. The homestays were really the action, where the action was. Can we mention the score first?
Let's do that then.
Linda's not so much into the score. Well, you should be, Linda. You're still in the lead.
Well, it doesn't make any difference to me. I'm still going to get dinner.
The gap is narrowing.
Only two points in it,
if you let me give you the score. 33 now for Linda, 31 for me. I managed to pull a point back. Linda dropped the ball once. She has been wrong, and she was wrong about Richard and Andrea.
I was wrong, and I'll admit it. Okay, can we get over it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you sound like Jaden there, just going over it and over it and over it and over and over it again. Like, how many times do I have to say it?
Okay, let's start on Eden and Jaden and their issue. Their issue is Jaden wants to row all the time. He's oppositional by nature. He likes to delve into it. He doesn't mind the confrontation. And Eden just wants a quiet life. Is that it?
Yeah, she really does just want a quiet life. Like, I mean, in fairness to her, yeah, she said last week that, you know, if he didn't go along with her and say what she wanted them to say or didn't say, that she'd leave him. Okay. How many times does she have to apologise?
Yeah.
You know, he keeps just dragging it out and going over it and going over it and going over it and going over it again. It's annoying me. Never mind annoying poor Eden. And she's kind of, you know, she's beaten down now and she's kind of saying, oh, you know what? I'm just agreeing with him for the sake of agreeing because it's just easier. And there are a couple of pieces during the programme where she was just going, yeah. And he didn't even notice.
No. He likes the sound of his own voice, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. It's an arrogance that I'm not really comfortable with.
Yeah, we were debating amongst ourselves before the show, was it coercive control? Because that is such a major topic now, and thankfully it's being exposed in the media. I don't think it's quite coercive control, is it?
No, I don't think it is. There's a number of items that have to be present to call it actually coercive control. I think he's just domineering.
Yeah.
And as you said, he likes the sound of his own voice. He's arrogant. I don't think she trusts him anymore. That's the thing. I think the trust is fundamentally gone in their relationship. She can't discuss anything with him. She can't talk about things with him because she's afraid that he's just literally going to blurt it out to somebody. Or because of his moral compass that, you know, I mean, she did say last week that they had perfectly aligned in relation to their moral values and things. But I don't think so now.
There's no safe space.
There's no safe space yet. Absolutely.
That's what it is. Because I think as a couple, you need to be able to just talk about what's going on in your head, maybe with friends of yours. And usually with most couples, you know, when you're talking about people, they're never equally both your friends. They're usually originally your friends or my friends, let's say, right? And I might have an issue with my friends at the moment. It mightn't be serious as somebody having an affair or something like that, but something, you know, fairly controversial. I need to be able to know that if we're out at dinner next week or the week after, you're not going to be banging the table and going on about it.
Yeah, well, I think that's just respecting your partner, you know, and things that are said in confidence and they're discussed between the two of you.
Yeah.
And there's a time and a place for everything.
And at the end of the day, you and I are kind of more important than just mere friends.
Yeah, but you know what? Apart from that,
that's James, always a difficult one.
Man, Maine is actually really getting on my nerves now.
The hair is down more than up now, isn't it?
It's actually just really, it's really bothering me.
Let's talk about what's really.
You know,
important.
The other thing is, I suppose, are they just trying to make themselves relevant? Is this just one thing that Jaden is kind of saying? Okay, well, listen, let's just pick on this and make ourselves relevant because we've nothing else going for us.
Yeah. And I think if we're going to get to the voting stage at this stage, Linda, which we kind of probably should, then, yeah, I'm going to say, yes, it probably is. I don't think this is going to rock them. Myself and Linda, by the way, in a change, we have gone off a bit like the commitment ceremony. We've gone separately, got a piece of paper and written down whether we think each of them is going to last the following week.
Separately. Yeah, and we had to do that incidentally because Hugh keeps copying off me.
No, why would I copy off you.
He does.
That's a recipe for failure. I'm behind.
Yeah, he does. Anyway, I think that Eden and Jaden are going to stay. What do you think?
I have them in my hand, a piece of paper, and I can show it to you now. And I think Eden and Jaden are going to stay as well. Can I see your piece of paper, please?
Oh, God, you did not believe me. Seriously, there you go. There's my piece of paper. Stay, right? Yes,
you wrote yes. What do you think, Aaron? A referendum?
Come on, Jaden Ridge, let's keep going. Jaden Ridge. You give out to me the whole time about keeping it short and to the point, and look
Linda
at you.
Linda reckons that Jaden Ridge are going to do an OnlyFans page when this is all finished.
They're setting themselves up for an OnlyFans page, aren't they? Like, I mean, they're a good-looking couple. She's had all the work done. She has the boobs, the figure, the whole business. And they are absolutely setting themselves up for an OnlyFans page. I think they'd make a fortune. I mean, seriously, we've seen some rotters on previous series and they've made fortunes.
Well, anyway, back to what's going on in the show. I think they come in on week 3, roughly.
Yes.
And it's now week 8. For a good 4 weeks, we have seen no sign of Ridge being the frat boy. Suddenly now, he's the frat boy absolutely everywhere.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
And Jade is cringing. So the family, when they went in the home stays, the family obviously had concerns about his behaviour and about his attitude and about his ability to take on a family unit in Jade and V.
Yeah. And of course, the producers for the last 4 weeks seem to have obliterated all his frat boy behaviour, or else they asked him just to turn it up for the cameras. I don't know. It all seems very weird. Anyway, the reality is they don't really have a problem with him. The mum and the sister like him.
Well, ultimately, yeah, they said they liked him. Yeah. They did voice some concerns.
Yeah, a bit of cringy faces and stuff, but it was really for drama, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know, but he was starting this D's and dog and stuff and all of this kind of crap. Like, I'd be mortified if I were her as well.
Yeah.
You know, to be seeing somebody who's going on like that at a dinner table. It's just, I don't know. It's etiquette, like, you know, just it doesn't bode well.
I agree, but I just think it was playing up for the cameras.
That
Sorry.
Said, when he was talking about the, you know, the important things, he did genuinely sound credible.
My God, he did. Again, just like at the wedding, he came out and he had total reassurance for everybody. And it's the one thing that he doesn't have a problem with stepping into, you know, mature shoes for it. So fair play to him.
Yeah. Are we seeing the fully rounded Ridge? I just still think there's a little bit of drama coming for those two.
Yeah,
I really am. I'm eager to see it now.
Okay.
Homestays kind of came and went.
What are we saying though about Jaden Ridge? Do you think they're going to stay?
Yeah, definitely going to stay. Yeah.
Oh God, I thought you were talking there like as if you thought they might just leave.
Nope, definitely think they're going to stay. What do you think?
Okay, yes, I have S down here. Look, J and R, S.
Okay, happy days.
Now, so far we're agreeing.
So far, now at this point in time, we should say that, you know, please make sure that when you're talking about the podcast, guys, that you tell your friends.
Yes. Best time to tell your friends about the podcast is when you're talking about the show. Up and down the nations of the world at break time and in the pub and
Don't labour the point. Come on, let's go back to the podcast.
And talk about the podcast. Do. Best way. People find out about it.
Tori and Jack.
Viewing figures up again. Viewing figures, listening figures up again. Tori and Jack. My God. Just when you think Jack can't get any worse, he does.
Well, he had a hell of a grilling again at the commitment ceremony. I mean, John did give him an awful time again. And John was kind of basically calling him out and saying, I don't agree with your bullshit.
Okay. You know something? Maybe John did give him a grilling when you think about it. John gave him a chance. He gave him an open floor on several occasions to tell and talk about how he feels about Tori. Because they're meant to be a great big love story, certainly according to her. And they're meant to be having a baby in 2 years.
According to her.
Oh, yeah. Well, according to Jack, by the way.
Yeah, but who believes Jack? Nobody believes a word out of his mouth.
Well, hold on. So what did John do? He gave him an open floor. And what did Jack talk about? How being with Tori helps him sleep.
Sleep well at night. What is that about? How Tori didn't get up and box him in the head, I'd never know. Like, we should have boxed his ears for that.
If you're with a woman you fancy and you want to ravish, they should be keeping you awake at night.
Exactly. If you kind of said to me, oh, well, no, you know, I sleep well at night, I'd be going, excuse me? I'd actually be insulted. The only way that I'd want you to sleep at night is if you're exhausted.
Yes.
I hate to break it to you.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, I couldn't believe it.
And when he turned around to Melissa, that was hilarious. What would your husband say?
Yeah, exactly. And I was thinking the same thing. What would Hugh say if he was asked that question? And in fairness, I kind of was coming up with the same things that Melissa was coming up with.
Yes.
You know, but Jack couldn't even come up with anything. There was just nothing there. I like her.
Yeah.
You know, I like her a lot.
She's a great girl.
Yeah. Like, that's just pathetic. And she sat there and she took it all.
And it was very friends. Even the room for her comment. He has a room for her.
You see, the thing about it is, yeah, and he was saying, yeah, the moving in, oh, what happens next is, and she was saying, well, I'm going to move down to the Goldie to be with Jack. And he was going, oh, yeah, yeah, I have a room ready for, like, and she didn't call him out on that. Again, if that were me, I'd say, sorry, what do you want? What do you mean you have a room for me? Like, if I'm going down there, I'll be sleeping in your room, darling.
Do you think it's possible for a guy like Jack to talk in genuine romantic way about a woman in public?
No, because he doesn't have it in him. Like he just, and the thing about it is, I think Jack is still hedging his bets. I don't think he wants to talk to Tori about that because I really believe he has somebody on the outside and, you know, he doesn't want to kind of burn his bridges as such.
I think he's loads of buddies, not just somebody. I think he's loads of buddies on the outside.
What about when he brought Tori to meet his friends, Liz and the other girl?
Oh my God, they were just appalling. Like, the behaviour was just appalling, but the whole setup was appalling. I mean, he basically said, insult her from one end of the room to the other.
And he was looking forward to it.
Sit back and I'm going to smile and just throw her to the wolves.
But he was looking forward to her being humiliated and her, you know, being aggressively questioned, and he didn't support her one bit, and it was like a free for all.
He humiliated her in the gym.
Absolutely. Why did he feel the need to have her train with another one of his clients? What was that about?
Typical misogynistic behaviour is to set one woman up against the other.
And barking orders at her and, you know.
It was horrible.
Like, it was
vile. It was really hard to watch. Nearly as hard to look at as his photo.
Which was, that. Well, I laughed when I saw that. Though I thought that was put there for a joke.
So did I.
I actually thought it was put there for a joke, but that's actually his work photo.
I thought his workmates got together and made up a mock photo of him.
I'd sue them. I'd leave before I allowed that photo to be up on the
wall. I had a close look at it. It's been posted up online everywhere. And I had a good close look at it. And funny enough, his hair is horrible, right? But he actually looks healthier and better. And his complexion is better and everything than it is now.
Well, he doesn't look like a big Tam.
Yeah.
Oh, he does. He looks absolutely dreadful. He really does look awful.
Some interesting online theories, by the way, and why his complexion is like that. But I'll leave that to the listeners.
So just when we thought that Tori was going to call him out and say, I'm upset about this and I don't like the way you're treating me, what does he do? He whips out the bracelet with the T on it. The little tiny bracelet that I had to put on my glasses and pause it and zoom in to actually even see what he was giving her.
That's because the T isn't for Tori. The T is for Team You.
Which is where he bought it.
Probably.
But she was absolutely over the moon. You'd swear he was at to giving her, like, you mean, I don't know, a 3 million euro diamond ring or something. She was over the moon. That coupled with the fact that she's going to have his babies in 2 years. Like, imagine the push present she gets. It was, again, I have no words. I don't even know what to say. And then at the dinner party, Tori backing him up and basically saying to everybody else, I don't really want to know anybody when I leave here. You know, none of you mean anything to me and none of you are my friends. Like, once I have Jack, that's all I need to worry about and that's all I'm concerned about.
This is turning out worse than Harrison and Bronte.
At least, I think Harrison and Bronte were gone at this stage.
Yeah.
I mean, Bronte had copped on to herself.
No, they went just before Final Vows, if you remember. They lasted right up to the final dinner party. They had an almighty bust up and then they ran out.
Well, at least we had Kira, who was able to talk some sense into Bronte. I mean, we talked about Tori's friend. She was a disaster. I mean, she was a disaster. Like, she'd jump into the sack with Jack if she had a second.
Jesus Christ.
She would. That was just, I mean, I really thought that she was going to be the one to talk sense into her, and she went away and she was drinking the Jack Kool-Aid as well.
Are they going to last a week?
Yes, I think they are. Mm-hmm. I think I think they'll go all the way. I think they'll go all the way to Final Vows, unfortunately.
Well, my paper's there and I have an S beside T and J. So yeah, I'm saying the same thing. We are still agreeing, Linda. Will we agree about Timothy and Lucinda?
The commitment ceremony was good.
It was, if you believe them. I never believed them.
Well, I kind of did believe them, I'm going to be honest with you.
Did you?
Then when we got to the homestay, well, look at Lucinda. I don't know what it's going to take to turn you off this guy.
Wow.
He lives in a shithole.
My God.
It was absolutely disgusting. Disgraceful.
A shit, piss and raw chicken hole.
It was filthy. It was, his bed was filthy. Those dogs pooing and peeing all over the place. The dead plants. It was, oh my God. There's no way I would have walked in the door and turned back. Can you imagine the smell of it?
But the only thing more horrible than that was his behaviour.
His behaviour was absolutely despicable. Again, humiliating her and degrading her. You know, like,
the dog sitter.
She's given her the benefit of the doubt the whole time, but come on, Lucinda.
I know.
You know, Even at the home stays, and she said, okay, I've had enough. I deserve more than this. When he was treating her like crap again, going off for hours on end, and she tried to organise that picnic, and he storms off and starts shouting abuse at her and everything. Like, you know, and she said, I deserve more than this. I want more than this.
He puts it down to his personality and the tragedy in his life and all of that. It's nothing to do with that. He just can't stand her. He just doesn't have any romantic feelings for her. He's just not attracted to her. The truth is, and she heard it from his friend, if he's with somebody that he fancies and he's attracted to, he dotes on them. He treats them really, really well. He's all about them. He's all about spoiling them.
Yeah, he literally can't stand to be in the same space as her now.
Yeah.
When they went back to the Sky Suites, again, they were in separate apartments. Yeah. But when he walked into the dinner party, it was, oh my God, oh, Timothy, look at this, is a fine man and he's fantastic.
Like
and he's
an idiot, she went over
like
to him.
She was just demeaning herself. And I just had more hope for Lucinda. But, you know, I just she's just gone down in my estimation. She needs to stand up for herself. She's Tory part two.
Is she just hanging in there just to get the bit of publicity and thinking she'll get a nice little business for herself and her business will go so well?
Well, look, when she's talking about Tory going forward, it'd be like, Lucinda, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
Oh, no.
And she is in a glass house.
Yeah.
Do we have to talk any more about those two?
Well, we have to say what's going to happen.
Well, I think they're going to leave. I'm hoping that Lucinda will come.
You voted leave as well. I voted leave too. I said,
are you looking over my shoulder?
No, I promise you I wasn't.
Obviously, they're going to leave.
Well, we say they're going to leave. We don't know.
I think they're going to leave. Yeah, absolutely. I hope they leave because they're actually getting on my nerves now.
Yeah.
You know, I did just get on
my
nerves.
Do you know what? I was looking at the beautiful tent that was set up and the fire, and there was a hot tub as well. And there was lovely goodies to eat and then set up cheese and wine and everything. And, you know, if they had a little bit of feeling for each other at all, it could have been lovely. And instead, it was just all totally ignored while they had that row. It was such a shame.
He just was not into it. You know, that's a lovely experience with somebody that you're crazy about or somebody even that you like.
Yeah.
But it was actually making him sick. I think it was actually just turning his stomach. The whole setup was turning his stomach and he just couldn't deal with it anymore.
Mm.
It was just the bile was coming out of.
And where do you think he went off to all those hours he was away? Where do you think he was?
He was at a strip club,
I'd say. That's exactly what I thought.
He was going and getting his end away or something like that.
Yeah. And coming back to one bed, that wasn't explained very well. There was only one bed in the place.
If he had any decency, he'd sleep on the pissy pooey sofa.
I mean, I don't think the bed was much better.
The bed didn't look much better. And the dogs were in the bed with her and everything. Like, sorry, no.
Humiliation.
No.
Only word for it.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's worse for allowing that to happen. I think he's treating her worse than Jack is treating Tori.
Some ways, yeah.
I do. You know, I mean, I think Jack literally can't help himself because he's a misogynistic. Misogynistic, egotistical dickhead. But, you know, Timothy is old enough to know better.
Yeah. Ahmed.
What?
Misogynistic, egotistical dickhead.
Okay, one of those.
Yeah.
Timothy is old enough to know better. He's more life experience. He credits himself with having more life experience and knows what he does and doesn't want, etc. And he's making this conscious decision to humiliate Lucinda week on week. And I don't know what the reason is. I don't know what he's getting out of it.
Mm. And you can't keep blaming it on past experiences.
And I don't think he's kind of looking to make a career for himself as an influencer or anything like that. So why is he doing it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, enough. Tim and Sarah.
Tim and Sarah, again, commitment ceremony was very, very good.
Mm.
Jaden piped up, as he always does. Yeah, and he had his tuppence worth. The homestay, Sarah was really making an effort. You know, he came back to Sarah's home. She had things for him to do. They did the boat ride and all of that kind of stuff. She ended up in tears on that.
Yeah, and this brings up, I know you and I spoke about this on, I think, at least two of the previous podcast series, this forgive versus forget. You always say you should forgive, but you don't forget. The problem is Tim is just not forgetting, and he's bringing this up again and again and again with her. She just can't get past it herself, and she's just, it's upsetting her so much.
She's just frustrated. Like, again, it's kind of the same thing as we discussed with Jaden and Eden. It's like, how many times do I have to say I'm sorry? How many times do we have to go over this, you know?
Yeah.
And she is making an effort. I wasn't her biggest fan there a couple of episodes
ago.
No,
you weren't. No.
And I was giving out about it.
Yeah.
But in fairness, I do think that she is trying to make amends. She's trying to make it up to him. She's trying to prove to him that she does want to be there. And he's lapping it up. He's lapping it up. And I'm not saying that he should forgive her straight away. But come on, why? Like, he's either going to forgive her at this stage or he's not.
Yeah.
And if he's not going to forgive her, that's absolutely fine. That's his prerogative, but he needs to move on.
He knows about this now for well over 2 weeks. Well over 2 weeks, okay? And they've been dealing with it and moving along. He does need to get over it a bit, doesn't he? And stop rubbing her nose in it.
He's sleeping with her. Why is he sleeping with her?
Yeah, well, there you go. He can't have it both ways.
And he wants to have his cake and eat it. He wants to. I don't know. It's all, again, it's almost as if he's trying to kind of degrade her, humiliate her. And like, I just don't get it. Why? What's he getting out of it? I think it's immaturity on his part. And I think he's been led by the crowd in a lot of ways. When they met his friend.
I was just about to say that. Did he stand up for her much?
I don't recall him standing up for her at all.
No.
Again.
He spoke very factually about it, I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
No more, no less.
His friend is just an idiot anyway. And like, I accept Sarah didn't let him get to her
this
time.
He's there to play a part, though.
Very much play a part, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think Tim needs to get over himself now at this stage. He either needs to forgive her and move on from it, or he needs to not forgive her and move on from it.
Right.
As in, on his own.
Yeah. So what are we saying?
Well, I think they'll stay.
And I have to stay as well.
Okay. But it looks like now we could have a different opinion on Lauren and John.
Oh, does it now? Said it she, reading my next.
It does.
Marco. Oh, yeah. Yes.
So obviously there was just Jono on the couch because Lauren was off.
And it was all sweetness and light, and they both voted stay on the couch, and things looked very good, didn't they?
They did. Now, I know why you are saying that they're going to leave, because we saw a trailer.
Two reasons. But go on, yeah.
Yeah, we did. We saw a trailer.
We all saw the trailer.
Yeah, and it looks like there's something happening, that he has someone on the outside or something like that.
God, if ever there was a guy you thought was straight down the line, it was Jono.
It was Jono, wasn't it? Yeah, I'd literally believe everything from him.
Like most people, you sit there and occasionally you have conversations and Linda says to me, which one of the boys do you think you're most like? Or which one of the girls do you think I'm most like? And when it came to the boys thing, I said, I'm probably more like Jono. Or I wouldn't mind being compared with Jono.
Yeah, I would have said that too. Because, like, I mean, you're, like, the trait that I admire about Jono is he's consistent, he's steady, he's dependable, he's good looking. You know, he is.
That's me to a tour, isn't it?
Yeah, well, in fairness, yeah, you are. You're gorgeous.
Thank you, baby.
I don't mention it. There are all of those traits that I kind of like and respect about him. So this is just completely turning it on its head. If the trailers are to be believed, it's really turning it all on its head. So I'm not too sure that he has it in him.
Mm.
And the homestay went really, really well. They consummated her homestay, as Lauren was only delighted to admit.
Oh, yes.
They were cooking together. They obviously missed each other when they saw each other.
Again, absence made the heart grow fonder and all that sort of thing.
I just can't see him doing it, Hugh.
Well, look, either way, it was because of that, but only partly. Also, I have to get points back some way or other. So I said, well, I better say the two of them leave anyway.
Okay, well, look, I'm saying that they're going to stay. Probably crazy.
They could put me back. We'll see how we go.
Yeah, we'll see how we go.
But we have double votes on the final bows.
Will we?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
When it comes
You're
to
just
final
making
vows,
the rules up as you go along.
No,
here.
When it comes to final vows, no, it has to be like this. When it comes to final vows, we go through each couple and we say whether they will each say stay or leave.
Okay, but anyway, next week it's shaping up to be a good week, isn't it?
Oh, God, loads of drama.
I'm looking forward to it now.
And it was a good week. This week was a good week. Well, anything was better than feedback week.
Yeah, no, this week was a good week. I always enjoy the homestays.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm nosy. I like to see their apartments and where they live and how they live. Like, I'm really nosy.
Yes.
So, yeah, I did enjoy that. Are they only going to do one person's homestay, or are they going to do the other person's?
No, I think this is it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is this the final week now?
Yeah, it kind of looks like that, doesn't it? I'm still raging that they didn't do the couple swap one.
I know.
I think that would have been just like explosive.
Yes.
Of all of the couples that we've had in all of the series, I would have really enjoyed
it. It was a bit of a failure last year on the Australian one. And for that reason, I think they want to get away from it. It was good on the UK one. The UK one was good.
But why was it a failure?
It just didn't work. Loads of them didn't want to do it and all sorts of things.
Oh, that's right. They were refusing to do it. Yeah, that's right.
Melinda and Leighton didn't want to do it and stuff.
Yeah, well, it's kind of Melinda that didn't want to do it, in fairness. Well, it was Leighton that didn't want to do it.
Leighton didn't want to do it.
Yeah, Melinda got paired with Harrison. They actually,
oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay. Bygone days. Bygone days, Linda. Right. Till then, keep watching Maths, guys.
Keep writing in. Give us your opinions.
Oh, yes.
And laters.
Bye for now.
Before you go, just a quick request. Please like and subscribe to our podcast. And if you can, pop on a notification. That way you'll know when our podcast drops. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, you can email us on indicastreality@gmail.com. indicastreality@gmail.com.